Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 7th, 2025, through Friday, April 11th, 2025. Monday, April 7th, 2025. President of insurance brokerage firm and CEO of marketing company charged in $161 million Affordable Care Act enrollment fraud scheme. Corey Lloyd and Stephen Strong were charged in a federal indictment in connection with their alleged participation in a scheme to submit fraudulent enrollments to fully subsidized Affordable Care Act insurance plans, ACA plans, in order to obtain millions of dollars in commission payments from insurance companies. Alleged in the indictment, Lloyd and Strong targeted vulnerable low-income individuals experiencing homelessness, unemployment, and mental health and substance abuse disorders, and through street marketers working on their behalf, sometimes offered bribes to induce those individuals to enroll in subsidized ACA plans. Marketers working for Strong's company coached consumers on how to respond to application questions to maximize the subsidy amount and provided addresses and social security numbers that did not match the consumers purportedly applying. As a result of being enrolled in subsidized ACA plans, for which they did not qualify, some of these consumers experienced disruption in their medical care. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, April 8, 2025. Brazilian extradited from Switzerland to the United States to face indictment charging involvement in $290 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme. Dalver T. Braga, a Brazilian citizen, was extradited from Switzerland to face a 13-count indictment for wire fraud and conspiracy regarding his Bitcoin investment scheme, announced acting U.S. Attorney Teal Luthy Miller. According to the indictment, Braga conspired with others to create a cryptocurrency trading platform called TradeCoin Club, TCC, with an office in Belize. As early as 2016, Braga worked with others to promote TCC, claiming that investors would make money because TCC had a sophisticated software program that allowed investors to profit on the fluctuating price of Bitcoin. Braga also promised that investors could make money by referring other investors to the platform. In reality, there was no investment platform and no sophisticated software. Those who invested early were paid off by later investors, as in a Ponzi scheme. Through his false promises of sophisticated investments and high returns, Braga induced tens of thousands of people to invest in Bitcoin, valued at over $290 million at the time of the investment, and to deposit it with TCC. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, April 9, 2025. Oklahoma City woman sentenced for stealing more than $1.1 million from her employer. Amy D. Shelton was sentenced for bank fraud and willfully making and subscribing a false federal tax income tax return. Shelton was ordered to be imprisoned for 30 months, followed by 5 years of supervised release. According to court documents, Shelton began working as an account manager for her employer in 2015. She was entrusted with handling payroll, paying bills, collecting rent, and updating financial documents. From May 2019 through November 2022, Shelton wrote more than 150 checks to herself, totaling more than $1.1 million. With those funds, Shelton purchased luxury items including recreational vehicles, purses, jewelry, and dozens of firearms. Further, Shelton did not report her income accurately and falsified her tax returns. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, April 10, 2025. Miami resident charged with leading money laundering organization for transnational criminal organizations. Elaine Bibliowitz Mitrani was charged in a federal indictment with conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business. The defendant was charged for his alleged role as a leader of a scheme to launder more than $300 million, including for personnel affiliated with cartels and other transnational criminal organizations engaged in drug trafficking, such as the Sinaloa Cartel. As alleged in the indictment and court filings, from approximately 2020 to 2024, the defendants and his co-conspirators sought to have the company appear as a legitimate technology business. In reality, the company's public-facing operations were a cover for an elaborate multi-million dollar money laundering enterprise based in Florida and Colombia. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, April 11th, 2025. Justice Department secures forfeiture of over $5 million of funds traceable to business email compromise scheme targeting Massachusetts Workers Union. The U.S. Department of Justice announced that, pursuant to a court-ordered default judgment and final order of forfeiture entered, it has secured the forfeiture of approximately $5,315,746.29 proceeds of a business email compromise, BEC, scheme, and property involved in the subsequent laundering of the proceeds. As alleged in the complaint, in January 2023, a workers' union based in Dorchester, Massachusetts, was defrauded out of $6.4 million after it received a spoofed email that appeared to be from its investment manager. The email misled the workers' union into transferring the funds to the wrong bank account, which was controlled by a third party. After the workers' union sent the payments, the fraudulent obtained funds were transferred through several intermediary bank accounts, with some funds transferred or attempted to be transferred to a cryptocurrency exchange and to various foreign bank accounts located in Hong Kong, China, Singapore, and Nigeria. Investigators also traced proceeds of the scheme to seven domestically held bank accounts, the contents of which were subsequently seized. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.